Comedy Central's The Man Show is a Vanessa Kay. She's one of the lovely Juggy Dance Squad girls, and she joins us here at PMP Network. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Let me check. Still intact, thanks, which is a good thing,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah, that's
what I like. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a little bit about your own background. Where are you from?
I am from California, actually.
And did you... did you take up acting when you were young, or modeling, or what was your thing?
No, I didn't. Actually, my dad was a photographer, so I felt very comfortable in front of the camera because, you know, he would always, as photographers, you usually do take pictures of the children all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we were playing outside, or me and my brother were, you know, in a sport or whatever, he would take all kinds of great pictures, and we always had pictures on the wall. So it's like I grew up with the photographer whole camera thing, so I felt very comfortable. So I got into that, and then modeling slowly went in, or actually very quickly got into TV.
What kind of things were you doing modeling?
I was doing, at the time, I was done with college, and I started modeling, and it was just calendars, there was a couple posters here and there. That's basically pretty much about it. It was just starting really, you know, kind of slow, and then all of a sudden I just got into the TV, like, within a couple months. So it happened really quick. So modeling is kind of something I do on the side.
So was The Man Show the thing that your first TV break, or did you do something else before it?
Yeah, no, it was 5 years ago, actually 5 and a half now, and it was my first break. And
wow.
From there, opened up a bunch of different doors.
Now, the show is I think, hilarious. I'd never seen it before, but it's very chauvinistic and I think really cool, but somewhat demeaning to women. What do you think about that whole thing?
You know, I don't really think it's demeaning to women because they basically, if you watch it close enough, make fun of themselves and how they can't get a date and how they sweat a lot and, you know. So there's a bunch of different skits on there, but I mean, it's just, what's a show without making fun of men and women? I don't think it's demeaning to women at all. I think if you have an open mind and it's fun, you'll love it.
I think it's hilarious. In this PC world, it really sticks out as something clever and inventive and funny as hell, too.
Mm-hmm. That's why we've been on for so long.
Yeah, no, it's great. And Jimmy and Adam, tell me a little bit about working with those guys, Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla.
They're just sweethearts. They seem chauvinistic on TV, but they're just gentlemen in person. They're, down-to-earth, fun-loving, just great guys.
Now, is that actually Jimmy's wife that they show on there?
Yes, it is.
It really is, huh?
Yeah, it is, but he's no longer with her, I believe, as of the third season. He they separated.
I can see why.
So.
That's pretty funny. And I love the segment that he does with his son, too.
Oh, I know.
It's
Isn't
pretty
that great?
They're really, really funny. I mean, you know, he's teaching his son things that we don't want to teach our kids.
Right.
It's pretty funny stuff. And now The Man Show is now released on DVD. Season 1, Volume 1 and Volume 2 are out there.
Right.
So you can actually, if you missed all the rounds of beers and the beautiful babes, like the young lady we're talking to, Vanessa Kay, you can actually catch up on DVD. What kind of a situation is this for you? Is this a very lucrative job?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, I live comfortably.
Yeah, now do you actually get some money from the DVDs as well?
I believe we get a small portion of it.
Hmm.
So, but, you know, it's a great time. It's good fun.
Well, how can it not be fun when each episode ends with girls jumping on trampolines?
I know, huh?
Yeah, the funniest thing was the one when they had Jimmy jumping on the trampoline.
I know. You should wait till more CDs come out. We have more people jumping on trampolines and maybe shouldn't be on trampolines.
It's pretty funny.
No, it is.
Now, the only thing I expected to see that I guess I didn't was nudity. They really just don't, there's no nudity on the show, is there?
No, because Comedy Central is a family network.
Yeah, I just figured that they'd have some stuff they'd bleep out, and then on the DVD they'd put the actual uncut version, but there is no uncut version to put on.
No, I mean, well, there's plenty of, you know, things that they didn't blur out, you'd see everything, but, you know, it's just they decide not to. It's Comedy Central, so.
It's really, really clever stuff. One of the funniest things, I think, is the segment that's called Household Hints of Adult Film Stars.
Mm-hmm.
That is just hilarious.
I know. And you can only see that on the DVD because I think those were only around for the first and the one little bit of the second season.
Really?
And then they just kind of died off. Uh-huh.
Now, how has it changed in the 5 years that it's been on?
Oh, it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot.
Tell me some of the things that have changed about it.
Well, this is the fifth year. Jimmy and Adam. Jimmy has his own late night show now.
Right.
So... Adam is with Loveline, so they moved on to do that, and then we got two new hosts.
So who are the hosts now on the show?
It's Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope.
Oh, okay. So, and are they as strong as Jimmy and Adam together?
I think they're as strong as them, but in their own different way.
Mm-hmm.
Their personalities are different. So, you know, they're both really great, you know, guys, and they're really funny. But it's just, you know, now it's different, and things always change for the best.
One of the funniest shows I saw was one where Jimmy actually walked around to different women asking them if they would have sex with him.
Yeah.
And a couple of them were amenable to that idea. They weren't, they were the most attractive women in the world, but they said yes.
But it was, yeah, I know, isn't that great?
It is kind of cool. I mean, because obviously if you reverse the situation, and a beautiful woman comes over and asks guys if they'll have sex with her, 99 out of 100 will say yes. And the mm-hmm. only one who will say no is usually the one that has his wife on his arm or him, and there's no way that he's going to say no.
Right,
he's
right.
Yes, but, you know, but that is the truth of the sexes.
And there are many
truths that are talked about on the show that you don't hear anywhere else.
Right.
Yeah. And what's in the future for you? I assume that, are you looking at maybe movies or sitcoms or TV or anywhere else or...
I was hoping, yeah, I don't know, maybe to start doing my own show or something.
Really?
I'll see where it takes me.
That would be kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, have you
ever done magazines, like Playboy, Penthouse, anything like that?
No.
No?
I don't know. I try to stay away from that.
Really?
Yeah.
You keep your clothes on?
Yeah.
That's a smart move. You know, there's always a time you can take them off if they give you enough money.
Right.
Now's probably not the time.
Right.
But, well, that's good. Vanessa Kay, you can see her, and you can see all the other lovely Juggy Dance Squad girls and Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla on The Man Show, Season 1, Volume 1 and 2. They're all out on DVD now, and they're available at a store near you. And
great.
Probably at ComedyCentral.com, I would assume, as well.
Of course, yeah.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. It's Hanukkah.